Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Old Crow Medicine Show, got a fabled start to their 15-year career singing on the street in North Carolina when none other than Doc Watson came by and gave them his blessing. They borrowed a Bob Dylan outtake and turned it into a folk and country anthem called Wagon Wheel that only got bigger when Darius Rucker recorded it. Since we last saw them, they have become a part of the Grand Ole Opry and have a new album called Remedy. Oh, and Bob Dylan actually sent them another fragment of a song to finish called Sweet Amarillo. It's part of our set today. We'll start with this performance of Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer.
Conjugal trailer.
Give me a slide out, double wide, class A trailer. Wrap it up and raise a wire, take it to the jailer. Hurry up, honey, cause they hang me at dawn. I want to jab a little before I put my jumpsuit on. Wow, wow.
Our favorite string band are back on the World Cafe today. Old Crow Medicine Show has a new album called Remedy. It is their fifth, and that's how things begin in the Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer. And Catch Secor, you know, those of us not from Tennessee really only know Brushy Mountain through song. I'm thinking of that John Hiatt song called Tennessee Plates, and
yeah, I know that one.
And then this one. What got you to thinking about the Conjugal Trailer?
Well, I actually wrote that song in a trailer. You know, I was a lot of times you do these festivals and there'll be a like a little modular dressing room type of trailer, and that's oftentimes the only trailer I get to spend much time in anymore because I quit living in them.
Right.
But Brushy Mountain is such an iconic place, and I hadn't heard songs about Brushy Mountain before. I heard him after the fact, just to make sure that nobody had written a song about a conjugal trailer out on Brushy Mountain. But I sure had heard about Brushy Mountain. Now, it closed down a little while ago. We have a maximum security penitentiary here in Nashville called River Bend. And it's a place where executions happen. It's a place that is often in the news in Nashville. And it kind of keeps us mindful of the incarcerated lives that are going on, you know, all around us.
I thought you were going to say it keeps you in line, but...
that too.
Maybe not. Now, Brushy Mountain sounds, at least in song, is kind of a friendly place. A big difference from the new one?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that for the purpose of that song, we were kind of going after sort of a Chuck Berry thing. You know, teenage girl and a stolen car kind of vibe.
Right.
And sort of enjoying it. My wife pointed out that I'd really spend the whole song describing the trailer and not the girl.
Right.
And that kind of tells you where my mind is. I'm really interested in the aspects of this ham can parked out there in front of the pen.
There's one here called Brave Boys that, Catch, you got some credit for, but it looks like Critter does the singing on.
Yeah, well, Critter and I are going to duet this one. This is a song that Morgan and Kevin and I wrote. Based on a traditional melody, an old fiddle tune that I heard at Mule Days a couple years ago down in Murray County, Tennessee. It's really great to get a chance to dabble with old-time music and kind of make it yours. This is a song that we consulted a lot of coal mining songs to gather our vernacular from.
Well, okay, this one's called Brave Boys.
Take one look at the sunshine, follow the boys on in. Brave boys here, brave boys there. Hey ho, the brave boys rocking in the weary land. Gas fails, whiskey jock, it's your living man. Hey ho, the brave boys rocking in the weary land. Here's the black beat, the Spanish Joe, they see 5,000 feet below. They ain't the bones of the better cold, rocking in the weary land.
And the long head boys that have heard out of the root cave, and you hear them on when it's 6 feet. Rockin' in the weary land.
Brave boys here, brave boys there. Hey ho, the brave boys rockin' in the weary land. Gas fails, whiskey drop, kiss your loving man.
All right.
Hey ho, the brave boys rockin' in the weary land. Brave boys.
You can bury our bones with a pick and a shovel. Little King Cobra, heat with trouble, rocking in the weary land.
Has another coal mining song, a good one called Brave Boys, and that is Old Crow Medicine Show playing one live from Remedy, the new album here on the cafe. And not only is there a new album, but there's something still relatively new in your lives, guys. You are members of the Grand Ole Opry.
Newest members of that beloved broadcast. Yes, sir.
Wow. Now tell me about how you found out about it and what the first time was like.
Well, it was in Cleveland, of all places, that we were performing when Marty Stewart walked up during our encore. And that's not that much of a surprise if you know Marty, because he's that kind of gregarious picker that shows up. Sure. And we were so pleased to see him. But when they rolled out the WSM microphone that emblazoned Grand Ole Opry down the side, we knew something was up. It was a complete surprise to us and just amazing. That's the achievement that we were looking for. It doesn't matter how many records you sell. It doesn't matter how often they spin you on the radio. If you can play a fiddle, as a fiddle player, as a banjo player, there's no higher achievement in the land of country music than the Grand Ole Opry.
And the thing that's interesting is you guys kind of take the Opry back a few decades as to what it originally was.
Well, the earliest bands on the Opry were all string bands like us, and they would have played songs just like that one you just heard, with a whole lot of shouting and some yips and whoops and sometimes dog barks and yelps. We make a full circle with it, and I think a lot about Roy Acuff, the great Opry star and band leader and such a country music icon. I think about Roy and how he'd be happy that there was a, you know, albeit a rabble-rousing renegade bunch, but a string band back on the Opry after all these years.
Amen to that. Did they make you do Wagon Wheel for your first tune, or did you do something traditional?
Oh, I think we played something old-timey. You know, I think we finished with Wagon Wheel. That's always that. You know, I think that was part of the reason. You know, we had all of these great traditional songs, and we had the energy of the Fruit Jar Drinkers and Sam and Kirk McGee, but we also had a big hit song.
Yeah.
And that combination, I think, made us look pretty good to the Opry.
Well, that is so great, and congratulations on that. It isn't all fiddle tunes on this new album. Ketchy wrote a really, really heartfelt song called Dearly Departed Friend on here. And maybe talk a little bit about the origins of this one for you.
Sure. Well, it's a homecoming song. You know, I was thinking about it the other day, and it's, I remember 1991 seeing the green screen lit up in Baghdad that night, you know, when all of the television shows that we all watched were preempted to show us the Persian Gulf War, as it was called then. And now it's like maybe 25 years later, something real close to it. I mean, it's been a long go of it over there. So I guess it was finally time to write something about how I feel about it. We've often sung about vets. You know, if we're not singing about coal miners, we're singing about vets, because we like to sing about hard work, and there's nothing harder than that job.
Amen.
That might be the toughest job out there, is the one in service to your country. Well, in the past couple of years, we've gotten a lot of letters that come from bases in Mosul and Basra, and recently the letters stopped coming from Iraq, and now they all come from Afghanistan. We get letters from Jalalabad and emails from Kandahar.
I love this song. I love the portrait you paint, a lot of the details in this one. Dearly Departed Friend. Good one.
Yeah, we think a lot about the guys who are our age, who are in the service, and what they come home to. You know, Critter and I grew up in a town where the opportunities were such were that, you know, you had to make your own way, or maybe you'd go work at a, you know, in a big chain store, or you join up. And the benefits were just so much better to go join. So, you know, out of our high school class, and probably a lot of guys in this band, and Kevin's a vet, and we have a connection with vets here in this band. Hope y'all like this one. It's called Dearly Departed Friend. Service went the way it should have gone. No one talked too loud or cried too long, except your mama's new boyfriend. He went on and on while they laid you in the ground.
Right about then, a truck backfired and all the boys, they flinched their heads. Yeah, that shook me up, I guess. I've been home a month now and I still can't get no rest. I'm standing by the grave of a dearly departed friend. Nothing much to say except sorry it turned out like it did. 21 guns for 21 years and American flags in the wind. Standing by the grave of a dearly departed friend. Barbecue grills and lawnmowers, kids on four-wheelers and ice cream trucks. Yeah, they buried you on a Saturday. Georgia lost to Tennessee. You would've liked that, I know. Afterwards, we went to Old Charlie's. Your mama's boyfriend got drunk, saying it should've been me. I wish it was him, I mean. So I went home, got drunk, and watched the TV. I'm standing by the grave of a dearly departed friend. Nothing much to say except sorry it turned out like it did. 21 guns for 21 years and American flags in the wind. Standing by the grave of a dearly departed friend. Hey, there's only one road that leads out of this town and it comes right back. So I just drive in circles, circles, and I try not to blow my stack. Out at the mall in the motor mile, it's just as lonesome as a sea. And man, the girls round here, the girls round here, they're just as hopeless as they used to be. Tie another yellow ribbon round the old hackberry tree and tamp the dirt down. Y'all go on home now. There ain't nothing here to see. Standing by the grave of a dearly departed friend. Nothing much to say except sorry it turned out like it did. 21 guns for 21 years and American flags in the wind. Standing by the grave of a dearly departed friend. Standing by the grave of a dearly departed friend.
That is a new one from Old Crow Medicine Show. Our guest today that you'll find on Remedy, the new album, Dearly Departed Friend. And Ketch, have you had any experiences yet of vets coming up to you after hearing that one?
Well, not yet. I'm kind of excited to get their feedback. We've had a lot of experience with vets coming up to us, and I'll tell you just briefly one story. And a lot of that song was helped out by this visit. It was the same day that I wrote Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer. We were in Burlington, Vermont, in those modular trailers beside the bus and the stage. And there was a knock at the modular trailer, and the road manager, Walker, said, "Hey, there's a couple of guys that are Army Rangers who've come all the way from Afghanistan. These guys had 2 weeks, and they could go anywhere in the world." And so they got on about 6 airplanes, and they came to Burlington, Vermont to see the Old Crow Medicine Show. And it was just this amazing opportunity to sit down with these guys and to talk about the war in a open dialogue just for hours. And we got to ask all these questions that you just don't get to ask your TV screen. It was like it really came home to us. Anyhow, I hope that those guys like it.
Wow, that's great. What'd you find out that you didn't think you'd ever heard before?
Well, it's heavy. You sure you want to know?
Why not?
Well, we talked a lot about the kind of boredom. It sounds a lot like The Road or like minor league baseball, which is a lot like the old Crow Medicine Show. You know, you get on the bus and you go on to Peoria and you hope you win, but you, even if you don't, you got to go on to Rockford the next night. And anyhow, or Moline. But I'll tell you, what we asked him was why is the thing that will kill you over there not the the incendiary device and the you know the sniper on the rooftop, rather it's yourself. And they said it's the lonesome. It's because you got a letter from home that says your wife is cheating on you. It's because you're going crazy because you're so far away from home and so disconnected. That's the pain. It's not like a massacre. It's emotional.
And I bet
does that make sense.
Well, it sure does, and I bet that is universal to the soldier's life from beginning of history. So even as we're more connected nowadays, we're certainly more separated.
Yeah, and one of my great hopes for this album is that it can connect, particularly to those men and women who are so far from home. And you know, I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and she had been a photographer in Afghanistan, and she said, you know, at night the bases are totally blacked out. So people will sit around in the dark and pass the guitar. And after you've been over there for a while, I guess you can get something like a guitar. You know, you should have it shipped from home. And she said, you know, she hadn't been there a week before she heard Wagon Wheel at, you know, at an army base.
I must say that to me is one of the greatest accomplishments of that song is you have written a song that every folky jam session features at one point or another, which is
pretty
great. So you mentioned Wagon Wheel, and anybody who's a fan of that song, probably like I have gone searching for the Dylan source material of what you did some writing off of, and it's not easy to find. In fact, my understanding, it must be a bootleg that I haven't seen, but there's more where that came from, I understand, and Bob has heard Wagon Wheel and helped you out.
Yeah, he heard it and apparently liked it enough to congratulate us, and then through his manager Jeff Rosen, sent us another song and a song interestingly enough from the same session, from what may have been recorded a few days before or a few days after Rock Me Mama, a fragment of a song called Sweet Amarillo.
Now, what were those sessions around? You know,
around Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid,
the
Sam Peckinpah film, and I believe that those recording sessions were in Mexico, in Durango. Anyhow, we're just the biggest Bob Dylan fans on earth, so it's quite an amazing circle to find ourselves with the task of finishing another Bob song at his request.
Did this turn into a little bit more of a co-write? Did he get to hear yours before you recorded it?
Yeah, he heard it and had some comments about it, again through Jeff Rosen, who let us know that Bob had heard it and really liked it, and that Ketch needed to play the fiddle and not the harmonica, and that the chorus needed to come in on the 16th bar and not the 32nd.
Wow. And you took his advice. Of course you did.
We took it his advice, and not only for this song, we applied it to other songs because it was a stroke of genius. And, you know, ask the man who's made 47 albums how to make a record. Not your buddy in the band.
Well, if you could do that one, it's a great one called Sweet Amarillo.
Yeah, we're going to lay it on you. Critter's got the squeeze box. Corey Yance is going to get the drum kit rocking. Let's do it, boys.
How a cowgirl like you could ever look my way. I was blinded by glory, with a across the wide Missouri where the cool waters flow. When I got to Topeka, I looked up your name, but they said you rode off with the last rodeo. Sweet Amarillo, tears on my pillow, you never will know how much I cried. Sweet Amarillo, like the wind in the willow, damn this old cowboy for my foolish pride. There's a light in the window where a road weary shadow drifts into the arms of a long distance lover, and they turn back the color and dance the red over till the light of the dawn.
Sweet Amarillo, the latest co-write between Old Crow Medicine Show and Mr. Bob Dylan, and that's another one from Remedy, the very fine new album, as you have heard today. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing live.
Thanks, David. Thanks, World Cafe. It's a real pleasure to be here, and thanks for broadcasting this signal out there to everybody here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.